This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, let's discuss the juxtaposition of Parshas Behar and Parshas Bechukaisai. Of course, Parshas Bechukaisai begins, Im Bechukaisai Teilechu. V'yes Mitzvaisai Tishmeru Va'asisem Oisam. Let us go to the Maramakaimais. Do you see them? Bechukaisai. Interestingly, at the end of Behar it says Es Shab Soisai Tishmeru. And then it says Im Bechukaisai Teilechu. Rashi famously says Shetiyu Amelim Batayra, that you should engage in strenuous Torah study. This, I believe, is a remez to what Chazal teach, Leinitnu Shabbosos LiYisrael Ela Lasik BaTorah, that Shabbos was given to the Jewish people to engage in Torah study. The juxtaposition of Shabbos to Im Bechukaisai Teilechu indicates that Shabbos was given to the Jewish people to engage in Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a stupendous explanation of the juxtaposition of the parshiyos. He says as follows. The Parshas Bechukaisai begins Im Bechukaisai Teilechu, which Rashi says means, if you engage in strenuous Torah study, life will be good, I'll bless you, I'll give you health, I'll give you livelihood. However, if you don't listen to me, which Rashi interprets, if you're not Amel Bat Torah, if you don't engage in toiling in Torah, in working in Torah, then you incur the penalties of the Teichacha. So ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It says later on the Pasuk, Oz Tirtze Ha'aretz HaShab Soiseha, that through the Teichacha, the land will be appeased for failure to observe Shemitah. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Shemitah? Shemitah man dachar shmei. Who said anything about Shemitah? Why would Shemitah be mentioned here? Failure to observe Shemitah has nothing to do with the Teichacha. It says the reason for the Teichacha is not engaging in strenuous Torah study, not failure to observe Shemitah. Why all of a sudden in the Teichacha it mentions a few times that the punishment that you're going to get from the Teichacha will appease Hashem for your lack of observing Shemitah? Who said anything about Shemitah? What does Shemitah have to do with the Teichacha? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, of course the Teichacha comes for lack of Torah study, in-depth, rigorous Torah study. But what's the purpose of Shemitah? Why is there a year off taken every 7 years? The purpose of that year is to provide ample time and availability to engage in in-depth Torah study. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says in Eretz Yisrael they had a three-year cycle. They had a three-year cycle of learning the Torah. Why? Because since it was an agrarian society, do you think they had time to learn so much? They couldn't finish the whole parsha in 1 year. So they finished all the parshios in 3 years. So year 1, 2, and 3, they finished the Torah. 4, 5, and 6, they finished the Torah. But year 7, they were off the whole year. They had a 1 year cycle. So therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov, the purpose of the Shemitah is to be able to engage in in-depth study. Therefore, the juxtaposition of the parshiyos is very beautiful. Parshas Behar talks about Shemitah. The purpose of Shemitah is Shetiyu Amelim BaTorah. And if you're not Omel BaTorah, then the punishment is a Teichacha. But Behar and Bechukaisai are a very natural pair. Namely, Behar talks about Shemitah, the purpose being Shetiyu Amelim BaTorah, and then Bechukaisai talks about the punishment. Now, says it Tzror Hamar, that Parshas Behar talks about Shemitah. Shemitah is a very secret, deep mitzvah that doesn't have a logic to it. Why should you not plant the land? How does it honor the land to leave it fallow? It's a gezeras melech without a reason. Therefore, it says right after, im b'chukaisai teleichu. Chukim are mitzvahs that don't have a rationale. Va'asisem oisam. Meaning, im b'chukaisai teleichu. V'yes mitzvahisai tishmeru. If you observe the chukim as much as you observe mitzvahs that have a reason, and you do one just like the other, then you'll get X, Y, and Z. The Paneach Raza also learns, if you fulfill Shemitah and Yovel as a choik, like I meet it out to you. And then finally, the Balaturim says, it juxtaposes Chukaisai to Shabbos and to Avodah Zarah, which were mentioned earlier in Bahar, to say that they're all of them, both Shabbos and Avodah Zarah and Chukim, are all the equivalent of the whole Torah. Also juxtaposes Shabbos to V'nasati Gishmeichem Be'itam. We know there's an idea that, you know, rain is good, but it's always better if it rains at a time that people are not outdoors. It's considered a bracha if it rains. If it rains Friday night, like from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m., that's Gishmei bracha, because nobody's outside. So juxtaposes Shabbos at the end of Bahar to rain falling at the right time in the beginning of B'chukaisai to indicate that if it rains on Shabbos, that is a blessed time for the rain to fall. Okay, that is Smucha Miyad on connecting Parshas B'chukaisai to Parshas Behar.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.